Urban apiculture is what this next story is about. That would be raising bees in the city. It's a good entry point if you're trying to be a farmer in the city. Can even earn you some green cred. And beekeeping is booming in Britain's urban areas. In the past 5 years, the number of hives in London has more than doubled. That's according to figures released by Britain's National Bee Unit. But the uptick in city apiculture has some scientists wondering if it might be doing the insects more harm than good. Karen Alton is with the Laboratory of Apiculture and Social Insects at the University of Sussex. And Karen, a bee is most certainly a social insect. You've just co-authored a study looking at the effects of urban beekeeping on bees, where the society of bees meets the society of humans. What did you find?
Yes, it's an interesting story, actually. We have had such an upsurge in the interest in beekeeping in the UK, concentrated around our urban areas. And this is fine, except it is putting a little bit pressure on some of our wild population of bees, possibly, and also other pollinators. And we have to sort of question, is this the right thing to do, to sort of concentrate our bees in such small areas?
I mean, I got to say, it's slightly counterintuitive. I mean, we're told on one hand that bees are good for the environment. In fact, urban beekeeping is often floated as one of those ways you can help. And yet it seems like starting new hives in urban areas, we may be hurting them.
I think you've got to make sure that there's enough forage for them. I think the problem is that you can underestimate how much land is actually needed to feed these bees. And, you know, urban areas are particularly dense in buildings and in roads. You know, there's a lot of dangers for bees then. If you've got a sort of concentrated amount of hives in one area, there is a chance that if there are any problems with diseases, they're going to be transmitted a lot quicker. And, you know, it's a responsibility being a beekeeper. And urban areas have their own problems in that, and that you are very close to your neighbor.
It sounds like what you're saying is that there is kind of a ratio, an environmental ratio of bees to humans that needs to be observed. Is there a saturation point for bee populations?
I don't think we've actually got the research to prove that yet. But, you know, if you're sort of looking at an analogy of, saying, trying to help African elephants, you wouldn't sort of just produce or bring in lots of elephants into an area where you weren't sure whether the habitat could sustain it, would you? And I think that's the same situation here. You know, a lot of our insect populations are declining. So I think it's important that we take those into consideration. You know, there's a lot of work still to be done looking at urban beekeeping, which is a fairly new sort of trend. But, you know, there are other ways of helping bees.
You know? I mean, I was going to say, I mean, what's an urbanite who wants to do right by the environment and for bees to do? I mean, should you start a garden instead of a beehive?
I think that's an excellent idea. Absolutely excellent idea. And, you know, you can get your whole community, you can get your business involved. You know, if offices have a bit of green space outside, they can plant lots of nectar-rich forage out there. They could actually plant food, you know, some fruit bushes or a couple of trees or something like that, and, you know, apple trees or whatever, and actually enjoy both having the produce and having, you know, the pleasure of the bees there.
So you're involved in something called Flowerscapes, which I believe addresses some of these solutions. Tell us about Flowerscapes.
Well, Flowerscapes is a company that I co-founded with my partner. And basically, we create habitats across the UK, which enhances the areas for pollinators and other insects. So we do, we've got some areas here on campus. We work with local councils.
Planting bee-friendly plants, is that right?
Absolutely.
You know, I read recently about a plan undertaken by some urban guerrilla farmers in San Francisco to graft fruit branches onto the trunks of city sidewalk non-fruit trees, and it seems like a great way to produce more food in the city, but critics say things like that will be confusing and ultimately destructive for bees. Do you think we just need a better...
I'm not sure that's the case, actually, because... You know, bees will go where their forage is good and they look for high nectar concentrates. So if you've got flowers, you know, that produce a lot of nectar, the bees will be there. And whether that's a wildflower or an alien species, you know, garden flower, tropical garden flower, it doesn't really matter. The bees will go where the nectar is. So get producing, get plants in there or trees or bushes, anything that the other insects can enjoy too. You know, we've got pollen beetles, we've got hoverflies, butterflies. I mean, a lot of these species are all in decline. So anything that we can do to help them, it's got to be beneficial, really.
Karen Alton is with the Laboratory of Apiculture and Social Insects at the University of Sussex. Our own April Peavy is attempting some backyard beekeeping. Check out her apy adventures at theworld.org.